Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, I'll tell you, we'll preview this one just like we did a week ago with Gary Sims and the Edgewood girls embarking upon winning the first ever crossover WIC basketball title, which they did. Now, tomorrow night, Dave Mahurin's fellas' turn. Yes, Northview, the opponent. But this one will be at Knights Arena in Brazil. This series with Northview, kind of interesting in boys' hoops. It's been, well, something over the last three decades. And with a win tomorrow night, Edgewood can draw alongside at 17 wins apiece after beating the Knights back in December by 14 when they battled for the third-place honors in the Wabash Valley Tournament. So, this one now, tomorrow night, and it could be awfully, awfully special.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Northview's a really, really formidable opponent, especially on the road. And, you know, anybody that's ever played there knows what I'm talking about. Yeah. You just don't go to Northview and win very easily. So we're going to have to play extremely well. Well, offensively, we just need to execute and make the shots that we're given. That we lost the Bedford game simply by missing some easy shots in the fourth quarter and turning the ball over a couple times late.
And defensively, we're hearing a lot about this Quentin Hayes, the veteran senior guard. Is he kind of the nuts and bolts of this team, Dave?
Yeah, I really think he is their best perimeter player, but they're so big, and that can cause us problems. They're very, very big post players that can handle themselves inside. We're going to have to be tough inside.
You pull all the aces onto the board defensively as far as schemes go?
You know, we're going to probably play it pretty close to the vest because we'll see this team at least one more time, if not two, and I know this is a big game, but the sectionals are our overall goal, and we're just going to get after them and play our style of basketball and see how they match up with us.
That is much. Mustang head man Dave Mahurin, Chalk Talk at 7. John Callahan joins me for the 7:30 tip as Edgewood looks to complete the WIC basketball exacta on Friday night, title night in Brazil. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
While Edgewood plays for an outright conference title on Friday night, J.R. Home South Panthers up to 15th this week in the 4A polls. Currently wedged in a four-way tie for first place within Conference Indiana at 3-1, and they'll play fellow 3-1 club Terre Haute South, who they'll host tomorrow night. Braves are 12-4, and then in comes the Castle Knights on Saturday night. They're 13-3 entering the weekend. Nice honor this week for senior guard Tucker Blackwell, who had that big weekend last weekend. King wins over Martinsville and Franklin Central. Tucker named one of six in the state to the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association Subway Series Players of the Week. Why not? 25.5 points and 6 assists in those two wins, hitting 18 of 32 from the field, 9 of 18 from behind the line. Club now on a 6-game winning streak. You got Blackwell playing well going into the Terre Haute South game tomorrow night, but getting the flexibility up and down the lineup that's been associated, well, with solid, make noise in the postseason teams down through the years for JR's crew.
We've got guys who we think are really pretty good shooters, and Philip King, you got to give him some credit because he's had 2 weeks in Raleigh Hospital flat on his back, and his lung problem, and The doctor said it will take 4, 5, 6 months, and well, now we're getting on to that 5, 6 month thing, that trying to get him back in shape. Hunter Lloyd, when Hunter gets double figures, we're pretty good. Chris Bama comes in and rebound. Right now, everybody's sort of contributing in a way that when somebody's off in one area, they're able to, somebody else is picking them up. No, right now, basically, I'm pretty pleased with what we're at.
Their head man, J.R. Holmes, by the way, Andy Hodson's North Cougs host one of the other 3-1 outfits in Franklin Central. Cougs trying to snap that 4-game slide. Southport, who is the fourth 3-1 club entering Friday night, they will host Columbus North. I'm Joe Smith.